I am going to give you a 40,000-foot view at about 2,000 miles an hour of joint operating agreements. This is a course I taught for the AAPL last month in Michigan. It was a 7.5-hour presentation. You're going to get it in about 25 minutes. So we'll go quickly, and we'll cover most everything we need to, hopefully. Why joint operations? What is a joint operating agreement? Why are we doing this? Why do we have to have this agreement with all these other forms and agreements that we're dealing with? Well, interest in land can be split. It can be split by parcels, so you can have a governmental 640-acre section split up in quarter sections, or you can have percentage interest of undivided ownership in a parcel. So what happens when you have Company A leases mom's half of the interest, Company B leases dad's half of the interest, or whatever, brother and sister. So you have two parcels. Who's in charge? How are we going to do this? You sure don't want to go under co-tenancy law, where you're going to have one person take the full risk and the other company gets to just write them down. No risk at all, and if there's a good producing well, then we'll just pay for my share out of the production, and when you're done, when it pays out, I'll come in and be your best good new friend. You don't want to do that. You want to have this set up. You don't want to have a mining partnership either. There's a lot of things you don't want to have, so you want this agreement. Okay, you also may have a certain development area that's going to extend over thousands of acres. So you want to have one centralized agreement that you're going to handle everything in here. It helps reduce costs, reduce waste, and you don't want everyone deciding to drill their own well and you screw things up in the general area.